Beginning this week, there will be drones all over your neighborhood advertising this show. No, only kidding.
But you know, that's a really good idea. We should think about that. Anyway,
America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffo and I will speak with a special guest, Dylan Brody, humorist, storyteller, funny guy with an interesting take on the world. Dylan has written for Jay Leno. He's written for The Monologue for The Tonight Show. He has been a contributor to The Huffington Post. He has opened for several huge comedians, Jerry Seinfeld, a whole bunch of them. He is a really interesting guy. He's got an interesting book that he put out a little while back. We'll talk about that as well. And we'll pick the mind for a few moments of humorist and storyteller Dylan Brody. And then pet peeves. Christina Staffo came to me and she said, here's an idea for a story. We need to talk about this because I have tons of pet peeves. And when you start to work with her on a regular basis, you'll notice that. Anyway, there are tons of them. You know you have pet peeves, these little things that just get like under your fingernail and just really annoy you. Things that people do, things that people say, and we will have some of them, and actually we'll have a great deal of them. We start things off this hour with drones. They're all over the place, and there just seems to be more of them every day. On a very serious note, there was an incident, a couple of incidents in the New York City area earlier this month. Drones spotted by commercial airliners at Newark Liberty Airport in New Jersey, right outside of New York City. Who is controlling these things? Does anybody regulate this stuff? They're all over the place. There is, and I don't know what the product is, there is a pretty interesting and actually a pretty funny and insightful in many ways commercial that's on right now on television where these people are walking around and it's almost a play on the old Hitchcock movie, The Birds. There's these drones all over the place and they're flying and zipping by and some are carrying boxes and they're just missing them as they get into their car and stuff. Is that what this is going to turn into? I don't know about you. To me, it's a little unsettling to just be walking outside and all of a sudden, bloop, 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 and here comes this thing. You don't know who is controlling it, where it's coming from, what its intention is, where it's headed. And it's 100 feet over your head, sometimes lower than that. Amazon has talked about how eventually they will be delivering their items via drone. How weird will that be? All of a sudden, you get a text, I'm here. And you open the door and there's this thing, this UFO flying overhead, and then you grab the box and pull the box out of its grasp, and then and it flies away. I remember last year during the coverage of, do you remember they had a huge snowstorm in the Great Lakes region? This was right outside Buffalo. This was really before the winter was supposed to kick off, even for those folks up there. And they had like 3 feet of snow in a day and a half. This was in late October, early November. Anyway, so I was watching the coverage of one of the local television stations in Buffalo. They have a drone. Why send out a reporter and get the truck stuck somewhere when you can just have a drone fly around? So here's this drone flying around in this neighborhood. And it focuses in on this man. He looked like he was in his early 60s. He had his garage door open and he was trying to shovel out his driveway. He turned and did a double take as this thing started to get closer to him. And he looked as if he was ready to take the shovel and take a swing at the drone. You're 60 years old. You were there for the gateway from black and white television to color television. Maybe he doesn't know what's going on with these drones. It's an awful day. It's a blizzard. Little Tommy down the street, he doesn't have his model airplane out. Wait a minute, that thing doesn't look like an airplane. Oh my goodness, and all of a sudden you get yourself an Orson Welles 1939 The World is Ending situation. He doesn't know what this thing is. What are these things? Are they going to be flying all around us? Will Google have them up there taking more pictures of us so Google Earth can be updated by the minute? Maybe it's time we get a better idea and start to regulate these things and realize that not everything that is put out by some 23-year-old with a website and an app is a good idea. Drones, they're not necessarily our friends. Give me my UPS driver who I can speak to instead of something out of the Jetsons delivering me my Keurig coffee machine. Thank you. Dylan Brody is up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America. American Biker Minute. A busy summer. Where you been?
Oh, I've been all up in the mountains in North Carolina and Dragon's Tail and down to the Keys and all over. I love riding anywhere.
Wind therapy. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
Wind therapy is getting on the bike and riding to cool off.
What's the big deal about rolling on two wheels?
It's a brotherhood or sisterhood where you know that the people that you meet are going to have your back and, you know, have a lot of fun together. It's camaraderie. It's a way of life. I've been all up in the mountains in North Carolina and Dragon's Tail and down to the Keys and all over. I love riding anywhere.
American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Dina is a Muslim from Egypt who's been a permanent U.S. citizen for 15 years. Like most Muslim women, Dina covers her head and her body when in public, following the religion's traditional code of modesty. Recently, when Dina went to the local DMV to renew her driver's license, she was told she could not wear her Muslim headscarf in the license photo. When Dina explained the religious connotations of the headscarf, the DMV employee told her he would not take her picture unless it was removed. Is he right? Is this a valid DMV policy? Stay tuned for the final verdict. When a local civil liberties group contacted the DMV on Dina's behalf, the DMV admitted a misunderstanding and the photo was retaken with Dina's headscarf in place. And that's the final verdict.